You're going to give you grief every year when you show up.
And you do every year. It's a tradition.
But how many other TV guys do you see here at all year?
They're here.
Yeah.
How about that weekend, getting a lot of offensive zone time and shot attempts and shots on goal?
Well, but still all about scoring goals, isn't it? And that's been a little bit of an ongoing struggle for us as of late, especially 5-on-5. But we made some improvement as far as more end zone offensive time. I thought we had our transition play was very good. We didn't give up many shots. Obviously, it'd be a whole lot different this weekend, you know, heading to Yost and playing against a very good Michigan team.
Big Ten has struggled early on this year. How do you avoid playing down to that level or a letdown here in conference play?
Well, we're going to go play Michigan, and they're 8-2 in the last 10 games. And when you look at their lineup, their center play is outstanding. When you can throw out Larkin, Kopp, and Comfort, you know, three guys that have, you know, high draft choice, got three guys that have played at the World Junior level, big, strong. That'll be a real test for us. And Michigan's team, they've improved a lot since the beginning of the year, and I think they're solidifying their goaltending position. They're getting much better play there. They skate well like they always do, and Yost is a very difficult place to play, as we found. Well, we've seen that over the years.
You guys are kind of on the bubble of the pairwise. Is there pressure to win out here in the conference play?
Well, pressure to win out? No, we're not going to win every game, but you know, we have to start to be more consistent in our play, and hopefully some guys that maybe have not scored a lot to start to generate a little bit more offense for us.
You mentioned on your radio show that Leon's come back Tuesday, and you're hoping to have a Shea practice yesterday and today. What's his status?
Brady's been cleared to play, so he practiced full go yesterday. You know, he's looked pretty good. Collins is out today because of the flu, so he did not practice yesterday, will not practice today. I think he's doing a lot better today, so we'll have to make a decision whether we take him on the trip or not. Leon got back late last night, so he'll be out for practice today. So we will have, you know, other than Ryan Collins, everybody available today.
Are you a lot
today.
Different than when you're a young coach in terms that you've always played for March and you play for the understanding of you're going to be playing your best hockey in March? Does that take time as a coach to understand that and not get too caught up in the moment?
Well, we have such a long year. I mean, we're going to go through stretches. We play really well. We're going to go through some stretches where it becomes a struggle, whether it's, you know, somebody has an off night or pucks are going in against you, or you, some guys are having a little bit of struggle from an offensive standpoint, and that's all part of the long year. I mean, this is a weekend, really, we've just reached the halfway point.